Well, May brought in an interesting concept to the marketplace. It's a lot of the markets or a lot of the contracts saw losses for the first time in 2026 during the month of May. Looking at as far as wheat is concerned, wheat has had some pretty good strength through since January, posting monthly gains each of the months. Except we did get back some pretty good part of that gains here in the month of May. For corn, we did see losses in January and losses in May, but we did see some pretty good strength the rest of the months. Whereas soybeans, they actually were able to trade higher even in the month of May. So soybeans continue to hold on to a little bit of strength here throughout, so far throughout the 2026 calendar year. Looking at as far as the meats, we did see February and May seeing lower closes for both live cattle and feeder cattle as those markets continue to see a little bit of back and forth trading. In all, the month of May did bring in some pretty heavy selling across the commodities, as it seems like we're looking a little bit more at a seasonal downturn in the marketplace. Improving weather conditions, thoughts of still having the possibility of seeing trend line yields as far as production is concerned because of rapid planting progress, or at least a steady planting progress for the grains, it has taken some of the premium out of the market. And we've also seen a lot of the war premium and the China premium removed out of these markets. It'll be interesting to see what the rest of June can bring us, but this market is still pretty early in its infancies of growing, and we could still see a little bit of weather issues moving forward.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.